Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to this bonus episode of Private Parts Podcast.
No, this is not a bonus episode.
Oh, is this an ad?
No, this is... it's not even an ad. This is our intro to Tom Grennan.
All right. Well, let me stop you there, Jamie, because I've got something great in store for you today.
What?
Pop sensation.
You're just going into it. What are you...
Football... superstar at 15. Ladies and gentlemen, the brilliant Tom Grennan.
Listen, we can't go into the podcast that quickly. We've got to give a look.
Why not?
No, because you've got to warn up. Hey, listen, what you're basically doing is getting a tea bag, putting it in the tea, then taking out your tea's not strong enough.
No, I mean, I think the episode speaks for itself.
Yeah, but listen, then you haven't even put milk in it yet. You need to put some milk in it and a bit of sugar and twist it around. Get a little.
I like my tea black.
Yeah.
That's how I take my tea.
Okay, fine. Have you ever tried, when you have tea, black tea, it actually tastes exactly the same as tea with milk in it?
Well, I don't know about that, because milk gives it a sort of creamy texture.
Why are you laughing at that?
I don't know.
Are you laughing at creamy texture?
I prefer, yep. You know, to be honest, I don't really drink that much tea other than like a matcha.
I thought we were about to say it in a match. Yeah, other than in a match.
Other than when I'm playing a match. But I just have a filter coffee.
Oh, wait, are you telling me that or are you telling the listeners?
No, I just thought I have a filter coffee. Generally, I have it black because I don't like to put milk in. You know, if you really want to get to know a bean, you can't just fire steam through it in like an espresso machine.
It's crazy.
But basically, you get like a grinder, mm-hmm. like a proper coffee grinder, mm-hmm. and then you get the beans, you know, that have been roasted before they've been ground. You probably have never seen a bean that's not been ground before. But then you take that and you weigh it out, the amount of beans that you need to mm-hmm. grind. And then you grind the beans. And basically, the thing that a lot of people don't know about beans is that when you grind them... you basically open them up to dry out, so you can lose a lot of that the oily coffee essence, which is most of the mm-hmm. flavor. So what you want to do is grind them like just before you actually filter them, and then that's the perfect process.
Sweet. So to all of our listeners who hopefully haven't clicked off, we have a lovely episode.
Yeah, people are interested in that.
Yeah, we have a lovely episode for you today. We have the wonderful, the singer, the talented Tom Grennan on the podcast. Now, a little note just before we go into it. Tom did have a little bit of struggle with his audio, so it may be not as clear as some of the other episodes. But
hey, why didn't you say that to his face?
Didn't say that to his face, did I?
Sweaty till he's gone.
Yeah,
just make fun of his audio.
Well, listen, it was just...
That's it. That's it. His bread and butter, that is his audio.
It wasn't his fault.
You're just undermining his entire career.
It wasn't his fault. It was the internet's fault. But apart from that, it was a great episode. We chatted about lots of things, and he was very open and honest about some really important topics. So hopefully you're going to enjoy this one, as always. Please...
Ladies and gentlemen, please sit back.
Not yet.
Stop what you're doing.
The tea bag's still in. If you
and
would
listen to this wonderful episode.
If you would like to follow us on Instagram, it's at Private Podcast. If you would like to send us an email with a story or some comments or anything at all, we would very much adore that. We'd read it out on our bonus episodes on Wednesdays. That is contact at privatepartspodcast.com. And if you want to leave a comment or a review, that would be very welcome as well. Right, Francis, you now can take the tea bag out and put the milk in and stir the sugar.
God. Jamie, look, I've already done it.
Well, you haven't, because we haven't intro. We're still talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I said before, the brilliant pop sensation, former football superstar, at under 15 football superstar, he once got offered a scholarship to a top American
Tea's too strong.
University.
Tea's too strong now. Too much sugar in it.
He has a brilliant...
Too much milk. You're overflowing
bunch
it.
...of insight on the music industry.
What? Just intro.
Ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful Tom Grennan.
Tom Grennan. If you're a musician, you're automatically cool.
Do you think that's true?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a musician, so I guess that is true.
Tom, do you think that's true? The musicians are normally cool, right?
No.
What?
Nah. I know a few uncool musicians, but I'm not going to name any.
Wait, go on, name one.
Nah. I'm not outing anybody. Tom Grennan. He's an uncool musician.
I know who you're talking of, Tom.
Who?
You're talking of...
Beyonce.
Yeah, you're speaking of Beyonce.
Nah. Have you seen her new film?
I've heard about it, mate, about Black is King.
Oh my God, it's like, I wasn't actually a massive Beyonce fan before watching this film and listening to this new record, and I'm like converted, and I'm
why is it so good?
Well, she's like done this whole like continuous music video for this whole record, and it's like the story of Simba. It's also like cinematic. It talks and like about like what's going on in the world at the moment, and it's just amazing. It's just dripping in money as well. Do you know what I mean? It just looks. It's just dripping in money. Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah,
big budget. Yeah.
Massive
when,
budget.
When you know, Tom, you know, I'm a fan of yours, and the first time I heard your music, and I knew that your favorite song would probably be Halo by Beyonce.
Of course,
you kind of, that's probably yours.
that's a shower song, 100%. reverb in the shower, 100%.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Private Parts Podcast. This is where we read the most intimate sort of details of our lives on the podcast today. Tom Grennan, woohoo!
Finally, man. I've been wanting to meet both of you for ages, man.
Likewise to you. So I flirted with Tom and sent him a direct message.
He slipped in.
I slipped into the messages saying, can we please get you on? And then lots of things, lockdown happened, all that kind of stuff happened. But mate, listen, one of our good buddies, Oliver Proudlock, sings your praises to the end.
I love him.
He's a good dude, right? And so we're super happy that we got you on. So wait, before we get into the whole shenanigans, because we've got to ask this question, how has lockdown been for you? Have you had fun? Have you been doing music? What have you been up to?
I moved back with my mum and dad and my brother. So I moved back to Bedford where I'm from, and I actually really, really enjoyed it. Like, I had to learn how to live with my mum and dad again, because I haven't lived at home since I was 18. So that was a bit like crazy.
How much did you nearly want to have to kill them as well? Because that.
Do you know what? Not at all. We really, really, really got on. Me and my brother really, really got on as well. And we just.
Is that where you are now?
No, I'm now back in London, and I'm in a new house now in London. So I'm like feeling very, very chilled. But. Yeah, man, I really enjoyed lockdown. I didn't drink through lockdown. I stopped smoking through lockdown.
Oh, great. And
that's so rock star of you.
So well rock star of me.
Hey, listen, we have Tom Grennan on the podcast. He's a rock star. He went back, lived with his parents, and gave up alcohol and smoking. Sweet. Wicked, man. I'm so happy to have you on.
That's so jokes. To be fair, I feel, yeah. It's so uncool. I told you I'm the uncoolest musician.
Oh my God, do you know what, guys, talking of rock stars, and if you haven't seen it already, I watched the BBC Three documentary True Lies on Avicii. Have you guys?
Oh yeah. I haven't seen it, but I heard it's good.
It's, do you know what it is? It's really into all our listeners out there, if you want to go and have a really good watch or something, go and check it out.
Have you heard the theory that he faked his own death?
Like Elvis and people like that.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently there's loads of people who think he's faked his own death.
Really?
Avicii. Because he was it. Where was he? Where was he?
He was in Oman.
Yeah. It's a good way to sell records, isn't it?
Is it? Do you think it would be a good way to sell records?
What, to fake your own death and then come back? Yeah. Like the angel Gabriel or something, 100%.
If you faked your own death and
then had a resurrection.
Came back. What would happen if you faked your own death and suddenly came back and was just like, by the way, I was kidding. I'm still alive. Like, that would be...
You'd be hated. Because loads of people would have wasted tears, wouldn't it?
Oh, I thought Jamie thought you were saying he'd be hated if he faked his own death.
No.
Yeah, you'd be hated. Everyone would be like, good.
No. I can't imagine.
If I came back from the dead, they'd be like, oh, for fuck's sake. Would you just fuck off?
Fuck off. We thought you were dead.
But it's true. It's because... I think that if I died or I faked my own death, I really don't think Made in Chelsea views would go through the roof. I just think everyone would just be like, thank fucking God he's gone. What a douchebag. But with
you're fishing for compliments, Jamie.
I was going to say...
You're not a douchebag, Jamie.
You're the key man in Made in Chelsea, man.
Yeah. You're what makes that program.
You're what makes it, mate.
But it wouldn't be anything without you.
Yeah.
But Tom, I want to hear your opinion on this, because you're obviously in the industry. So with Avicii, what was so interesting about it, as I said to listeners, you go and check it out, because it's a really amazing insight into that kind of world. You know, what I kind of realized, he's like pushed beyond his limits. And it feels like touring was fun at the beginning, but then it wasn't. He started to drink too much because he was nervous to go on stage.
But I think he was also touring so much, like when you're flying around, even if you're in a private jet, like going across time zones, never being able to like calibrate your circadian rhythm, it must be bad for your health.
I think that's why like a lot of musicians turn to drugs and alcohol and because of when you're on stage, you have an adrenaline rush, and for me, you're always chasing a buzz. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And as well with the type, especially being a DJ, I'm not a DJ, so I wouldn't know, but I know DJs, their time sets, they're playing at 4 o'clock in the morning till whatever time. So more time to, they need to stay up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying do drugs. I'm not saying do that, but that's what,
but it comes hand in hand, doesn't it?
It comes hand in hand. 100%. Yeah. So, and then obviously the pressure of it as well. When you get to become a massive artist, I think there's pressure of putting out good music that you've put out before. I think there's pressure of being able to put on a good show.
That's totally true, because that's what he was sort of saying in this documentary, is that he was trying to explain. He said, I don't understand. Like, lots of people don't see my job as stressful, but it is so stressful, because not only are you performing all the time, which is nerve-wracking, and it's late nights and all these kind of things, you're performing to a big crowd, but it's that kind of thing. And you know, as a musician, you want to be as good as your last song. It's like a director, right? You want to be as good as your last movie.
100. So,
and also, like, you know, it's the fact of, like, constantly sounding different. That's what I find so interesting about being a musician, is that how the hell do you make one song sound different to the other, to sound different to the other, sound different to the other? How do you do that?
For me, I just write songs. I kind of don't have, like, especially, I've just finished my second record, which was meant to be out. It was meant to be out in June, but now obviously because of lockdown, it didn't come out. But my first record, I made a record that got put into an indie kind of category. And for me, when I first got signed, when I first started writing music, and I didn't really know what I was doing, and I was listening to a lot of indie music, so I kind of, that kind of needed to come out of me. But this record, my second record, I was like, the music that I really, really love is gospel, is like Motown, is like soul music. So I was like, I want to step away from the indie kind of indie world and step into that kind of gospel, soul, Motown-y world. So I think if you want to sound different, I think you need to be in a room with people who know that music. I think you need to know that music too. And like, and again, to like make that music, but then make it your own, you need to experiment. You need to kind of experiment. Because I'm a singer more times than anything. I'm a singer. So before writing the record, I was listening to loads of gospel, loads of like soul. And I was like trying to imitate their voices, but then put it into my voice, to which then takes it to down my route. Do you know what I mean?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah,
it's funny that you say that, because Ed Sheeran always talks about when he started out, he was like rapping and going to all these like rap contests and, you know, and freestyle things and all that kind of stuff, because, and he's the most like untypical person to be in that sort of scenario, and he was doing it because you have to experience it and feed it and breed it, because so many musicians
also, to understand it, you have to kind of
100% live it in a way. 100%.
Because there's so many musicians, so many people out there who want to become musicians, right? But they don't like live and breathe it. They just think that, okay, I can just make a song, and I'll make a song here and I'll make a song there. But you have to literally eat it every day, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Like, at the moment, I'm not writing, because that little bit of my brain has kind of been pulled out of me because of I've written the record now. But when writing a record, you have to, like you say, live and breathe it. You're in a studio from God knows what time till God knows what time. When I'm sleeping, I'm singing. Do you know what I mean? Like, I remember being in bed.
How annoying.
I know.
I'd be like, shut the hell up.
I know. It's so annoying. Like, I remember being in bed with someone and she was like, you legitimately just sung all night. And I was like, because these songs are you need to keep going. And like, but then I wake up sometimes and I wake myself up singing. And then I've sung this melody in my dream, and then I've got to go to my phone and then sing it into my phone and then go back to sleep.
Yeah.
It's like restless.
Oh, so you actually hear it. So you actually dream these things.
Yeah. That's happened before, yeah.
That happened to me actually.
Here we go.
So Tom, I don't tell many people this, but I make some techno music.
You tell people this all the time.
I don't go on about it, but the point is, I make techno. So I wouldn't say I'm a musician as my sort of main.
But you are though. If you're making music.
But I make music. I don't really release a lot of stuff. I just kind of enjoy making it. But I've had moments where I've sort of like imagined. I've sort of dreamed a sort of melody, or like even like a sort of syncopated rhythm, and then I'll get up and make it into Ableton.
Sick.
And it is just the best. Like, I think it's just, I don't know, it's strange being able to extract something from the dream world and actually then have it in the real world. It's just like an amazing
It's 100%
thing.
I'm not going to lie to you. When I wake up and I fucking listen to it, I'm like, that is shit. But yeah. It does happen.
But it's the same thing when you have like a dream. And you wake up from the dream and you go, oh my God. And you try and explain your dream to someone and you go like,
yeah.
And I was walking down the road and in your head it's making sense. And then as you start to explain it, you're like, this is fucking bizarre.
Yeah.
You feel so vulnerable when you're saying, you're like, actually, this is weird.
When I'm explaining a dream, I'm like, I do all hand movements and I was like, this, that.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, mate, you're chatting rubbish.
Shut up, you fucking freak.
But also,
so you're saying that you kind of, when you've written your album, you've done all of that, you kind of, you spent all of your sort of creative side of that. Once that's all come out of you, is it quite hard to get that creative bit back in for like a couple of weeks? Is it almost like you've played like a football match or you've trained your hardest?
I think
it's completely
like,
gone?
Yeah, it's like for me anyway, it's, you have to be an athlete, do you know what I mean? In that way. And when an athlete's been burnt out, you need rest, do you know what I mean? So... But some people, like, I don't know how, like, Ed Sheeran and people like that, they're on all the time. On. For me, I'm like, when I was writing this record, I needed to say what I needed to say. I needed to write what I needed to write about. And then as soon as I was finished and happy with the songs that I had, then I was like, now I can relax. And that's what's happened. I've kind of, my creative mind has moved on to, like, writing... like I'm trying to write a book at the moment, so
What about?
I've actually finished it. I've written it with a lady called Helen. This is an exclusive. I've said it on a podcast before, but I didn't say what it was about. But I'll tell you.
Well, it's not
you.
An exclusive then, Tom. You've
well, no,
told
no,
it
no, 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 no. It's an exclusive.
We want an exclusive.
It is an exclusive. It is, but it's a children's book. So I've tried to put myself in that kind
like
of
Peppa Pig.
No, I wish. Bloody hell. Fucking, he's peed up. Yeah. He's so moneyed up. But no, it's, I wanted to do, I was reading and listening to a load of like Roald Dahl's through lockdown and before lockdown as well. And I would love I'd love to write a book like that. Well, I think,
mate, the Roald Dahl books are insane. The Twits.
George's medicine. It's so good.
Have you been to the Roald Dahl Museum?
Yeah, so good. Yeah.
Have you seen, there was a really good old BBC archive footage of Roald Dahl, like, in his writing chair.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see that?
Talking about writing. It's really good. It's really good.
Because, Tom, what it seems like, because the way you talk about Roald Dahl and things like that, it seems that you have, like, a lot of inspiration from, and a lot of people have inspiration from other people, but, you know, for someone like myself or whoever, I would say, oh, I like that person, but you almost sort of study them, it feels like.
Yeah,
that you would study Roald Dahl, you would study musicians.
I definitely do, yeah. I definitely, like, try to get into the brain of them people.
But why? Because that gives you the kind of energy and the creative sort of spirit to kind of turn it into your own voice, as you said?
I think for inspiration more than anything. I think, like, I wouldn't be like, put my head and let me be that person. Like, let me try to do what they do. But inspiration of, like, I would love to create something that is on a level and, like, gets into people like they did. Do you know what I mean? So
it gives you a standard of measurement,
that's
right?
To
say, look, I want to make something as good as this. How am I going to go about doing that? Just by first trying to imitate it and then putting your own spin on it.
Exactly. That's exactly.
Yeah. Tom, you got to be honest with me. You know, you're 25 years old. You're a singer. You're a good-looking guy. You're pretty damn famous. You've done, big things, right? You've done, like, MTV showcases. You've done stuff with, like, Charlie XCX. I mean, you're big. You probably get some ladies' attention occasionally,
mate.
Right? Yeah. If you got my attention when I slid into your DMs, you probably get some ladies' attention starting in, right?
Come on.
When a girl comes over to the crib, right, she comes over, you obviously show her your back garden.
Obviously.
Nice.
Of course.
Because that's what you do, because you've got a nice back garden.
Of course.
Do you then say to them, because I can imagine you'll do this, you go, sit down here and you get them to sit down.
And they pull out a guitar.
Yeah, do you go and get the guitar out?
Absolutely, do not do that. Don't get me wrong.
Come on, buddy. Be honest.
There's been a few nights where, like, they're like, who are you? I'm like, what? You don't know? And they just pull out a guitar out of my pocket. Just ring, and they're like, all right.
A ukulele.
yeah, exactly. A little violin.
Yeah. I can imagine, Tom, what you do is, you sit down there and they go, oh my God, so So what do you do? And you go,
I mean, as soon as you come in, there's records on the wall. So I'm like, I show off straight away. I'm like, ah.
So they walk in and they go, what's that? And you go, just my records. And they go, oh, you a singer? And you go, am I? Yeah. and then they go, oh, that's interesting. And then you you then take out your guitar and they keep saying, no, listen, I don't want to hear you play guitar. No. And you go, what, you want to hear me play the guitar? Okay, if I have to.
Yeah, I hate that guy at a party, who gets a guitar out. I hate that guy because I'm like,
what about the guy on the beach?
Oh, I hate that guy too. However, though, if I'm like mashup, I will join in and I'll be like, give me that guitar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I'll be 2 hours on the guitar. So then I just end up hating myself. And I'm like, in the morning, I just fucking like wake up to videos and I'm like, oh no, I've become that guy. I've become that guy.
I also reckon when you do become that guy and you have one of those nights where you're a bit too drunk or something like that and you start singing and someone tries to like talk over you, go, excuse me.
Yeah, I
guys,
do.
Come on, get everyone.
I had to stand
get everyone.
No.
Hold on.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I've done it a few times, I'm not going to lie to you. Just shut the fuck up. I'm playing.
Join in if you want.
Yeah, isn't it?
did you ever, because, you know, born in Bedford, you know, living up there, did you ever do the kind of Justin Bieber style? Did you ever go and busk on the streets and things like that?
I didn't start doing music till I was like 18.
Did Justin Bieber busk on the streets?
I'm going to tell you this story. My friend watches this and listens to this podcast, so I'm going to tell you. I was in school, right? And it was just as Justin Bieber like came to the thing and his name's James. He came up to me, he's like, Tom, I found this guy on YouTube. He's got a voice of an angel. Voice of an angel. And I'm like, who? And it's Justin Bieber. And I'm like, this guy, I'm just like, mate, what are you on about? And then obviously became Justin Bieber. But now, every time we talk about Justin Bieber, it's voice of an angel for James. So James
thinks he could have been Scooter Braun. He's like, well, I found him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah.
But it's true. Yeah, Justin Bieber was busking on the streets in Canada and as a little kid, and people used to film him, and then he filmed himself and it went on YouTube and he used to get crowds, and that's how he became famous, from busking on the streets.
It's like that geezer in the shopping mall. Do you see him?
Who's that?
He's like a country kid. With the hat on, with a big hat.
Humongous now. He's done songs with like Miley Cyrus.
I saw he's got an album out and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually quite good.
Is it?
Yeah, it actually is.
Yeah, he is quite good. He's the yodeler. Yodeler.
Yeah, the yodeler.
Tom, it's time for that moment in the podcast where Francis, you give us the question of the week.
What is the oldest toy in the world, according to archaeologists?
What is the oldest toy in the world, according to archaeologists? Right, Tom, as our guest, you get to go first.
I would say, like, two rocks.
Two rocks?
Yeah. What? Like, Kate, like...
Two rocks? Kate,
like, isn't that two men. Toys?
I suppose, yeah. Yeah.
Also,
of course.
Two rocks.
Yeah. If you're like,
hey, play with this.
Yeah, like cavemen and that back in the day would have been like clapping rocks together. Do you know what I mean? And it becomes a toy.
This is fun.
Yeah.
We should sell these.
Yeah.
We should sell these to kids.
I would say two rocks. Yeah.
Okay, two rocks.
I'm not going to go for two rocks because I think that is the dumbest answer we've had. Two rocks.
All right, what's your answer then, Jamie?
Okay, my answer, I'm going to go for the teddy bear.
No, that's a dumb answer
as
well.
That's even dumber than two rocks.
Isn't it? That's so dumb.
All right, fine. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to find out in part two. Tom, you can't go anywhere. You ready for part two?
I'm here, man. All right.
We'll see you guys in a second. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.